Welcome to a special series, The Congdon Legacy. This morning, we bring you a piece about the man behind the mansion. Chester Congdon's legacy is brought forward and kept alive not only on the shore of Lake Superior at Glensheen, the historic Congdon estate, but in his many works that survive him, from lawyering in big business for the mining industry to his many and varied public works, like helping create the well-traveled North Shore Scenic Highway. Chester Congdon was a famed lawyer who served as the Assistant United States Attorney for the District of Minnesota, 1881 to 1886, and also served 4 years in the Minnesota House of Representatives. Here is Dan Hartman, Executive Director at Glensheen, presenting some of this interesting political history.
Chester Condon was a political animal. Once he got elected in 1909 and again in 1911, the sessions back then, there was only one session every other year. He represented the 51st district of the state of Minnesota, and he was a Republican, which was the majority. Now, keep in mind, though, this is post-Theodore. And so there's a dramatic split within the Republican Party of this progressive wing that, by all accounts, in our world, would be Democrats. And then there was the other side that were business conservative Republicans, which is the side that Chester is very much a part of. Some of the things that he voted against? Temperance. So on the tour, you hear about how Clara's, you know, a non-drinker and how they're part of the temperance movement. Chester, at every turn, voted against it. He voted against the club bill. He voted against statewide prohibition. He voted against the county option. And not only did he vote against this, but he was the lead of the Duluth delegation. In his first year, he already immediately was leading it and actually got them all to vote against all of this, including all these other partners, what was referred to as the Steel Trust. The other thing he got them to vote against? Women's suffrage. Chester was magically absent the day of the vote, but his entire rest of the Duluth delegation voted against it.
Chester Congdon's legacy in public service is so rich that research continues to reveal his impact on Minnesota, from the Iron Range to the Capitol. I sat down with Dan Hartman to dig deeper into some of these interesting details.
Everything that I'm learning about Chester, especially, I'd say, 1900 to his death, is he was incredibly involved. You could argue it was probably too influential. One of my favorite pieces I found was actually someone mad at him. And when he was a state legislator, he voted for booze every single time when they were trying to create prohibition. And, you know, it's easy for us to think of that today, but at the time, prohibition was thought of as a very progressive movement. As a legislator, someone on the opposite side, someone who's for prohibition, wrote this lengthy discussion describing Chester. And they said the one thing that they really nailed him on was, here is someone who has incredible wealth and one of the smartest people in the legislature, but he's using it for evil purposes. Which was indirectly actually a compliment for the guy, but it was a good example of like kind of how people were feeling about him. And when you look at the record, this gentleman was describing every person in the legislature, and Chester had the longest section of most people that he described. And he, you know, he's considered by multiple sources at the time as the leader of Northeast Minnesota's legislative bloc. Now, he had only been there at that point for one session. He was a freshman representative, and he was already the leader of the bloc. If you know politics, that never happens. And so that was interesting thing to kind of find out. He actually, the Senate districts that we have in the state of Minnesota today are actually his original compromise. It's actually called the Condon Compromise. But I'll give him some credit. He didn't want it to look that way. He was actually trying to give Duluth 8 Senate districts. And the Twin Cities said, wait a minute. You guys don't deserve 8 Senate districts. And so that's why it's called the compromises. He kind of shifted it out again. But our legislative map in the state of Minnesota, district-wise, is based off of the Condon Compromise.
The Congdon legacy is primarily the lasting mark Chester made in Minnesota history over his 37 years, from his work in law and business to his public service. But the Congdon family and the well-preserved estate figure prominently in this legacy today. Listen again tomorrow for more of the Congdon legacy. Funding for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and from KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.